بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have a question today, inshallah, open topic for fiqh. Inshallah, this is, again, I received this question from your brothers, and they're still confused. We explained that before, but let us remind ourselves again about this question. You enter the masjid, and when you enter the masjid, the fard of Salah, like Salah al-Zuhr today, and I don't have too much time. I have like maybe 2 minutes. It will permit me only to pray 2 raka'ah before the fard in Salat al-Zuhr. Which Salah I have to pray? Sunnah al-Zuhr or Tahiyyat al-Masjid? That's a question we need to do. As you know, when you enter the masjid and you have time, from Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pray 2 raka'ah for Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And then after that you pray Sunnah al-Zuhr. And the ulama are in ikhtilaf, 4 raka'ah or 2 raka'ah. This we explain that about Sunnah al-Zuhr before. It's 2 raka'ah or 4 raka'ah. We explain, and it's in our website, a search, complete search about 4 or 2. It's not our issue today. But, and if we say like, I pray 2 raka'ah for Zuhr, Sunnah, before the Fard. Which 2 raka'ah and now I'm going to pray? Tahiyyat al-Masjid or Sunnah al-Zuhr? I have not too much time, I have like 2-3 minutes. This will be enough only to establish 2 raka'ah. Which salah you gonna do it? That is the most important. As we know, the salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to us, therefore the fard, there is a sunnah. Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's highly recommended to pray, to get the reward inshaAllah. And also at the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said one hadith. This hadith in our book of the Sunnah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي رَكْعَتَانِ حَتَّى يُصَلِّي رَكْعَتَانِ. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and you know the hadith, while he was giving the khutbah, a man he entered in Salat al-Jum'ah, and the man he came and sat down. So the Prophet, he wanted to teach the Sahaba, and he told him, stand up. Did you pray Tahiyyat al-Masjid? 2 raka'ah. He said, what? 2 raka'ah, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And he said this hadith, if any one of you enter the masjid, don't sit unless you pray 2 raka'ah. And in another riwayah, one yatajawaz fihima, make it light. You know, when I read the Surah Al-Baqarah and the Imam giving the khutbah, for example, and you meet in the khutbah, 2 raka'ah light for Tahiyyat al-Masjid. So we're facing 2 different teaching from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sunnah al-Zuhr, yeah? Whoever keeps the Sunan, Sunan al-Salah or the Sunan al-Salah, Allah will save him from the hellfire in the day of the judgment. وَجَالَتْ شَفَاعَةُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you will get or you will deserve شَفَاعَةُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the intercession for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So which 2 raka'ah we have to make? We answered this question before. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look for the hadith first, the hadith will answer you. But sometimes we don't concentrate. Let me check the hadith first, and we see what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم need from us. The hadith for the Tahiyyat al-Masjid. He said, bring it up now. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ, if any one of you enter the masjid, فَلَا يَجْلِسْ, he doesn't sit until he breaks 2 raka'ah. Until what? He breaks 2 raka'ah for Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And in another riwayah, in the story of Ibn Hazar, the Prophet, when he commanded the man to stand up and make 2 raka'ah light, 2 raka'ah for Tahiyyat al-Masjid in Salat al-Jum'ah, the Prophet stopped the khutbah and he went until the man, he finished the 2 raka'ah. SubhanAllah. He needs to teach us this, yes, it is from his sunnah. and again, if that wajib, or this is nafila, this is another question, if this is obligation, or this is still nafila, because if you came for the masjid, for example, and you enter the masjid and you forgot, and you sit down, for example, Salat al-Asr, we don't have sunnah before Salat al-Asr, no sunnah muakkada, no obligatory sunnah. But I came, I enter, and I sit down. But I remember that I did not pray the two rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid. Can I stand up? The question is, the answer is no. Because look at the hadith. If any one of you enter the masjid, don't sit unless you profit or you establish two rak'ah. Meaning if you sit, the two rak'ah is not going to be what? It's not going to be right. You don't stand up to bring it back. Some Muslims, they sit down and they enter the masjid. And they sit down right away. And in a second khutbah, when the Imam starts second khutbah, he will stand up to bring the tahiyyat al-masjid. Violation. This wrong. Therefore, tahiyyat al-masjid, my dear brothers and sisters of Islam, is nafila. Contribution. If you do it, you will be rewarded. If you are not doing tahiyyat al-masjid, you are not a sinner. Allah is not going to send you to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not gonna punish you. Tahiyyat al-masjid from nafila, contribution. If you have time. So now, come back to our question. Sunnah al-Dhuhr or tahiyyat al-masjid? That is the second question. The first question we ask. Now, look for the hadith. If any one of you enter the masjid, don't sit unless you break rak'ah. Meaning, it could be the rak'ah or rak'ah for dhuhr. By unity, you pray sunnah for dhuhr because you have no time before the fard. And you will be under the category of the hadith again. Because don't sit unless you pray to rak'ah. He does not specify it is tahiyyat al-masjid or sunnah for dhuhr. Therefore, we know for the salah, there is a sunnah muakkada, obligatory sunnah. You do it, you will be rewarded, inshaAllah ta'ala. So if you have intention to pray sunnah al-dhuhr, this will be enough for you to cover the tahiyyat al-masjid. It will be enough for you because now, let's move to the more harder. I enter the masjid and I found the fard. The imam calling for the iqamah. And I missed the sunnah of dhuhr. Which one you gonna pray? The imam established the salah for salat of dhuhr. And the iqamah established, Sheikh Omar stood up and he hit the iqamah. I did not pray tahiyyat al-masjid. I did not pray sunnah of dhuhr. Which salah we have a priority to pray? Can I go in the back and I pray the sunnah and I leave the imam pray the dhuhr? La. So the dhuhr has a priority because dhuhr is what? So if you pray the dhuhr with the imam and you find you have no time at all to pray tahiyyat al-masjid, to pray sunnah al-dhuhr, the fard will take a priority and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because you bring the fard, it will cover the sunnah al-dhuhr, it will cover tahiyyat al-masjid. Allah! Therefore the same thing, you come lower. سنة الظهر or تحية المسجد سنة الظهر is the what?
Yes.
سنة مؤكدة priority. So if I don't have time at all because I have 2-3 minutes before the fard, I know the Iqama 1:15 in the masjid for ظهر. So right away you pray to which is the way you're gonna pray? سنة الظهر. And when I pray سنة الظهر, it will cover تحية المسجد. Allah will give you the same reward for تحية المسجد. So this is actually in the fiqh, we need to understand, because some brothers sometimes they deal with the hadith direct, boom. I have to pray both, and I found a violation in the fashion. When I went to some masjid, and I found the salat iqama, and the brother go in the back and to pray sunnah al-fajr. La ya akhi, la ya akhi, arhamuk Allah. Why you come to the masjid? To pray the sunnah or to pray the fard? The fard, the priority. I need the jama'ah.
the reward of the jama'ah. So if the father will be established, he will cover at it. Now, his salat al-zuhr, I miss tahiyyat al-masjid, I miss sunnah al-zuhr. And I pray directly with the imam because I have no time. I join. A lot of time because I walk in many restaurants. I don't find to pray sunnah al-zuhr. I came actually when the salat established. For part. Right away you join the part. But my question is, I miss tahiyyat al-masjid and I miss sunnah al-zuhr. Can I pray both after salat al-zuhr? After the fard is over, can I pay back? And I pray for these two salah. That's my question. I have the question. Can I pray again and stand up? No. Tahiyyat al-Masjid, no. Sunnah al-Zuhr, yes. Now what's your evidence, ya Sheikh? What is your evidence to? Sabaqa. Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he missed the four rak'ah for Zuhr, before the Zuhr. And he prayed in two different times. He prayed Salat al-Zuhr, Sunnat al-Zuhr, which he missed before the Fard. He prayed after the Fard. And in another occasion, he prayed the four rak'ah for Zuhr after the Asr. And we're talking here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is no two Salat, no in Salat after two Salat. No salah after two salah. No salah after salat al-fajr, salat al-subh, salat al-fajr. You cannot stand up nafila and you pray until the sun rise. You are not allowed to pray in salah after the fajr or in salah after the asr. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pray the four rak'ah for the sunnah al-zuhr after salat al-asr. Yes. You still have time to pray that because this is sunnah mu'akkada. In the hadith when the Prophet prohibits anybody to pray after this salah, contribution from yourself. Salah, I want to stand up and make salah after salat al-asr, 2 rak'ah, 3 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah from voluntarily. You are not allowed to do that. I stand up after salat al-subh, after the fard with the imam, salat al-subh, and stand up to bring 2 rak'ah, or 4 rak'ah after Salat al-Subh. No, the Prophet denied that. But can I pray the 2 sunnah for Fajr? Which I missed already. When I entered the Masjid, I found the Imam established the Salat for Salat al-Fajr. Can I pray the 2 sunnah after? Yes, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said yes. Because when the Prophet mentioned no Salat after Salat al-Subh, that is the voluntarily Salat. By yourself you stand up to bring the number of the Salah after the Salat al-Subh. But the Sunnah which you made before Fajr, the Prophet never left the Sunnah. The 2 sunnah before Fajr, it became priority for me. If I want, I could stand up and I pray back these 2 rak'ah Sunnah for Fajr before the Fard, and I will be. But what about if I don't pray? Nothing. You are not sinner. You are not guilty, Allah is not going to punish you. You enter the masjid at the time of the salah because the 2 rak'ah for fard will cover. The 2 rak'ah for sunnah will cover the 2 rak'ah for tahiyyat al-masjid. Fard as a priority because you have no time. But if I have time and I ignore, that maybe you will be under the category of penalty because he ignoring the sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you don't have time and you join the salah, it would be actually priority for fard, or I don't pray the sunnah, or tahiyyat al-masjid, no pray for the sunnah, it will cover or give you the same reward for tahiyyat al-masjid, wallahu a'lam. Tahiyyat al-masjid, people enter his now, and they pray tahiyyat al-masjid today, and they pray the sunnah, and they pray the fard, and they pray the sunnah after salat al-zuhr, and he said, you know, let me go and I buy a sandwich from around the corner. I'm going to come back again, sitting in the masjid to read the Quran. My question again, if I enter the masjid again, can I pray tahiyyat al-masjid again or not? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا ذَكَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ If anyone of you enter the masjid, pray 2 rak'ah. Don't sit unless you pray 2 rak'ah. Can I pray? The answer is no, because you already You know that a ball that's like, we have like a student, for example, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and every time you enter the masjid, you break tahiyyat al-masjid, tahiyyat al-masjid, tahiyyat al-masjid. No, ya akhi. You don't, but if you break tahiyyat al-masjid once, and you go for a few minutes, or 15 minutes, or half an hour, to buy sandwich, to buy food, to go to your class, to go to your work, and come back again, you don't need to break tahiyyat al-masjid because you already salute the masjid, you don't need to pray, inshallah ta'ala. That's clear, my brother, for all of you. Alhamdulillah for that, inshallah ta'ala.
So, from masjid to masjid, I pray here.
Tahiyyat al-masjid will be obligated because the masjid which you pray. Jazakallah, it is good to push, inshallah. Yes, alhamdulillah, we'll hear this, inshallah ta'ala. Tayy, we have another question here, another question related to Jum'ah. Again, my brother, we make violation in Salat al-Jum'ah. Again, حكم الكلام في أثناء خطبة الجمعة. What is the penalty to speak while the Imam giving the khutbah for the Jum'ah? And to pray to رحمك الله, because this is the many, many times I clear it, inshallah. But we owe each other because of your brother asked. Now, what is the violation? Is there any violation to speak? Why is the Imam starting the khutbah? Because we know two hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first hadith which is related to Imam Muslim and others, قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من تكلم والإمام يخطب فهو كالحمار يحمل أسفارا. Whoever speaks while the Imam giving the khutbah, he is like his example, like a donkey, carry verses. You know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to you and mention the donkey in the book of Allah, Surah Al-Jum'ah. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارُ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ. Those who receive verses from Allah, books, conditions, sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who receive the books, the command from Allah, and they don't follow it, their example is like a donkey who carry burden. Give me any donkey, the most smart donkey in the whole entire world. And book Bukhari, and the book the Quran, and the book the book of Sunnah, book of Salah, book of Salah. Does the donkey know what he carries? Because why Allah mentioned the donkey? Because the most stupid animal Allah created for all mankind, the donkey. The donkey, subhanAllah. So then after that, he said, who even include the Muslims. You receive the book of Allah, you receive Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you reject it. Their example will be like a donkey who carries verses as Allah described the children of Israel when they receive the command from Allah and they reject it. Musa alayhi salam, he tried with them hard, but everything they rejected. Now, the second hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he mentioned in Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said clearly also, قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ قَالَ لِأَخِيهِ اصْمُتْ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ فَقَدْ لَغَى وَمَنْ لَغَى فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. Whoever said to his brother while the Imam giving the khutbah, shut up, silence, while the Imam giving the khutbah, he is talking nonsense. And whoever says nonsense, there is no salah will be counted for him. Around this two hadith, we will, in few minutes, we will explain it here. Listen for this carefully, my brother. These two hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the believer not to speak and concentrate in the khutbah. Because Allah reduced salat al-jum'ah to 2 rak'ah. You should pray 4. But Allah reduced it to 2 rak'ah because the khutbah is taking count of what? Other 2. So therefore, a lot of Muslims, yeah, Allah tabarakata, Allah knows about the condition. A lot of Muslims, they go and waste their time. I told them they go eat first, go shopping first, and then he said, you know, we know Salat for 140, the Salat, they break the 4:140 or 1:45, then we go 2-3 minutes before the Imam given the Alhamdulillah, I have a headache from the khutbah.
This brother, he must know that he losing the reward of Salat al-Jum'ah. But if he pray with the Jama'ah, Allah will reward him only for Salat. But the great reward for Salat al-Jum'ah, he will miss it. Same thing in the Hadith. We need to know, can I speak or not? You are allowed to speak in these certain conditions. رأيت منكرا, you saw something forbidding, you saw something is not acceptable in Islam, and you advise your brother in Islam without loud your voice, without making problem in the masjid, you came to him and you told him. The brother, Allah Ya'ni, find the brother one day in our masjid, in Salat al-Jum'ah, the Imam gave him the khutbah and he looked at the shaytan and said, yeah, what you think? I will meet you after the salah. Yes, and we have to say, listen, subhanAllah, you're talking in the telephone while the Imam giving the khutbah. You understand? And if this is emergency, go outside. Don't stay in the masjid. Because if you do that, it will be nonsense. You're losing the reward of Salat al-Jum'ah. So, telephone, you advise your brother. Somebody making noise. And making noise every time and so on, is speaking with the people. You find some people sometimes, why is the Imam giving the khutbah? They have lots of money. They backbite between the people. You taking the intention of the people in money box, because we know the masjid needs money. Every masjid needs money. But you don't do it while the Imam giving the khutbah, because you take the intention of the people to concentrate on the khutbah. Everybody gonna look to the box, everybody and so on. So you tell them, Ya Allah, sit down, wait until the Imam is finished the khutbah. You could say this word. For example, somebody, Muslim gonna have a trouble, somebody put his car outside and he block in the rush. He blocked the people to go outside. Belong to the neighbor who are not Muslim. Can I speak? Yes. You come to the Imam, Ya Imam, I have something good. There is somebody in his car, blocked his car. Somebody owns the people, they bought out his car, they took his car, so and so, people block the people, and they make a double bark. So subhanAllah, you have right to say that, there's nothing wrong with this inshaAllah ta'ala. Right, somebody allowed to enter and say, you know, for the people, why is the Imam giving the khutbah? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. There's somebody who has brought them like this, he has a good heart, we have no doubt about that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Or somebody, wa alaykum as-salam. Could you imagine everybody enter the masjid and say assalamu alaikum and everyone, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Everyone has another person. Assalamu alaikum wa alaykum as-salam. We never have khutbah. Subhanallah. And then after that also somebody sneezing. And the brother exactly, Prophet Simon, the brother, while I give the khutbah one day, the brother sneezing. About actually about 50 yards from him. Ya hamuk Allah ya akhi. Subhanallah. Ya akhi, this is not the time to answer. Yes, we should tell him that when you have a better time in another time. Not with the khutbah. This is not acceptable at all. We need to have. So you have right to speak for something, to enjoy what's right, for doing what's wrong, stop the people, to do something action, very bad action, something like that. No. So, have out the salah. Alhamdulillah wa ta'ala. Where is Alhamdulillah? Hadithullah sahbah lakum. We are told I'm not in the khutbah. I'm not in the khutbah. Barakallah fi inshaAllah. Jazakumullah khair. So now, is the salah, the Prophet was saying, say, whoever say to his brother, silent, shut up, stop, keep quiet. The Prophet was saying, he said in this hadith, no salah for him. No, my brother. The Prophet, when he used this language, is he lose the reward of the Jum'ah. But if he pray with the Jama'ah, yes, Allah will count the Salah for him. Allah is the most merciful. We're talking about the benefits and the reward of Salat al-Jum'ah. That is the meaning of the Hadith. Because the Prophet used this word, Salah Salat. People they thought, the Salah for Jum'ah. La. Salat al-Jum'ah meaning khutbah and the Salah. Salah is mean in this Hadith. It means you losing the reward of Salat al-Jum'ah. But if you stand up with Imam, Allah is the most merciful. You cannot reject your Salah. Your Salah will be accepted. But the benefit for the Salat al-Jum'ah, you may lose it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alam.
لقد أصل الله تبارك وتعالى تأثبت أموره إن شاء الله وتقبلنا واغفر لنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم يا رب علمنا ما علمت به الكثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه وابصر بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل اجعلنا للمتقين اماما واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم انا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم احمي لنا مسجد من هادم. اللهم يا رب انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين. انصر اخواننا في كل مكان وارحمنا قبل الموت يا ارحم الراحمين. وانعم علينا بالجنه وما يضطر اليها من عمل صالح. ونعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من العمل لا يتقبل. اللهم ارزقنا على البلاء جسدا صابرا. اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين. وارحم امواتنا واموات المسلمين. اللهم تقبلنا في الصالحين. وادخلنا الجنه مع الابرار. وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار. ونعوذ بك من شياطين الانس والجن. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك. مجتمعين على كلامك. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. This class will be inshallah on our website. You can review it inshallah between you and your children. And inshallah ta'ala, it will be good material for all of us. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.